way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 19 of the Dutch by Association podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Wayne Barahona, and along with me, as always, are my good friends and co-hosts, Aaron Alonz and Mitchell Geese. We say Mitchell now.
We say Mitchell, yes.
Mr. Mitchell Edward
Geese. Edward?
Senior.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's a great name. That's good.
Hey, it's a family name. Don't make fun.
Very regal.
No. The DBA podcast is brought to you by Brady's Pub in Sheldon, Iowa. Stop by Brady's Pub. You can see them on Facebook.
You were off to such a good start. You can...
Train fell off the tracks.
Oh, boy.
Eat food.
Yes, you can eat food.
It's nummy.
Stop by Brady's Pub. You can get a free advertiser yet this week.
What?
A free appetizer.
You
a
said
free
advertiser.
A free appetizer.
We're not letting you have beef jerky anymore.
Or at least give me a few minutes to wash out my mouth. A free appetizer stop in to Brady's Pub on South 2nd Avenue, the old Highway 60. Say hi to Brady.
And if the waitresses laugh and you laugh and you then laugh. You still get charged for an appetizer.
That's just like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Say, no, that's not part of the deal. They said that you might pull this. No, I'm kidding.
You get a free one. You really do. If you tell them you heard about it on the podcast.
He said that a number of your employees tried pulling that and he put the kibosh on it.
No family or employees.
Our entire staff is excluded too, right?
Yeah, plus their spouses and
immediate family.
Yeah. Well, and it's Northwest Iowa. Family. I mean, really, this is a dangerous game of Dutch bingo. But speaking of good things for Northwest Iowa.
Hey, the podcast is also brought to you by Super High Tech. Keep your kids ready for school in person or online with the latest in technology from Super High Tech. Laptops, desktops, tablets, phones, and more. Super High Tech, located in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center, and on the web at super-ht.com.
What? You posted, listen to see how to get something free, and our listens skyrocketed.
Oh, man. I mean,
this is the last episode from 1 week ago, the top performing episode yet.
But really, go ask for the free appetizer. Mm-hmm. We want to know that you're listening. Don't be shy about it.
Yeah, because
all appetizers apply except for the nachos. I don't know what it is about the nachos, but you pay for the nachos. It sounds like you might not be going in and eating many more appetizers.
No, I think the problem is that I've been eating too many appetizers.
Can I have another free one, Brady?
So the part of the problem with being me is a love of food. Is my train
that's not unique to you.
Yeah.
I think other people have struggled with that. Me, Mitch, looks like you.
I can empathize a bit.
Well, thanks for your pity.
I think it's kind of ironic. Well, maybe not ironic, but
okay.
The opposite of ironic that a day after you posted about taking the whole rack of pizzas at Casey's.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You go into the doctor for your checkup and
then you text us and say the doc did not have a smiley face.
No, he did not. So, well, she did not. So I'm a guy and as such
confirmed,
I am the guy that's going to find every single excuse not to go in. I'm one of my 37 now and I'm on a prescription that requires yearly checkups and I'm on my second and a half year of
Can you just call and get a little bit more? Mm-hmm. I swear, after this refill, I'll really come in. And then I was pretty sure when I got to the pharmacy the last time, they gave me like 4 days worth. And then like I got like a letter full of skulls and crossbones saying, thou shalt go in. And, you know, and so I'm like, all right, it's the age of COVID. We live in 2020 now. Can't we just do this like over the internet? And they said, no, for frying.
I can turn and cough on my own, okay?
And really, it probably looks better on camera. But anyway, so I go in, and it's Dr. Dungeonius, who we know. And she's seen my daughter a ton. And he's like, wow, we had to go through a lot to get you in here. Well, yeah, I get it. Hooray, you won. Let's just get this over with. So they're like, oh, they probably didn't tell you that we're pulling labs today, too. I'm like, why? You know, whatever, fine. Yeah, turns out I have high blood pressure. The cholesterol was okay.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And they said that something was a little off with the thyroid function, but they could attribute that to stress.
Hurry up and get this stupid thing done.
So, yeah, now I'm 37 years old and on blood pressure medication.
So you did it all
in one
time?
Deal? Well, they knew that it was like, if they don't do this now, they won't see me for another several years. So let's poke and prod them with everything we got. They're like, well, your last tetanus booster was in 93. Oh, no. Do you want to do that? They said, no.
So they go ahead and like squeeze in a prostate exam, colonoscopy, and all that. Just
in case. He might not be back till he's 70. We better do it now.
Now, thankfully, there was nothing digital about this particular exam.
I went in a year ago, and that's when the doctor warned me that, yeah, when you're 40, we're going to start running some stuff because you to take something that requires your yearly deal and can also be hard on your heart and other things. So, yeah, it just so happens. I had no idea you were having yours done, but just so happens Wednesday morning at 7:30, I had to be at the hospital and go through a very rigorous phone call.
Oh, yeah, went at the door. Yeah.
So I was in the hospital before really any action was going on, and I was out.
Clinic.
No, the hospital.
You were actually in the hospital?
Yes, I went into the hospital. I had to go in the main entrance of the hospital. And then
is it because it was so early?
Going? And I'm like, I have no idea where I'm going. So the lady, she took me to the lab. Well, then I was the very first one for the day. So they got me in 5 minutes before my appointment time. And then I left, went to the McDonald's drive-thru, because what do you do after having your health checked? You go to McDonald's.
Yeah, that's
get
right.
Something from the drive-thru. And by the time I made it back to my office, I had it in my email that my online Sanford my results were done before I even made it back to my office.
Which crazy? Came first, the statement or the lab results?
Oh, that's not funny, because we just paid off, just like within 2 months, paid off the last of Ava's like medical bills from the first 2 years when she was in the hospital every other month. Oh, now I'm going through like some PTSD over here.
Yeah, well, you'll find out how good your preventative care is on your health insurance you have now.
Well, so when I was in there, I'm like, well, all right, let me tell you about every malady I have. I dropped a hutch on my foot. I think my toe is broken. Well, can you live with it? Yep, okay. It's about all we can do. And then I said, all right, well, I've got psoriasis, and it's been bothering me for the last, I don't know, 5 years. But, you know, that's whatever. It's I guess since I'm here now. Oh, yeah, no, we have drugs for that, you know. Yes, I know, but I just didn't really want to come in. And I think the part that was preventing me from going in was like, I just didn't want to step on the scale, and that just would put a damper on my whole day, which it did.
Was it a nurse you knew who said,
no,
let's get on the scale?
No, thankfully, because if it would have been like,
oh, like,
don't look, I'll write it down for you.
scroll. Okay. All right. You're not allowed to look at that. Wow.
I had a big breakfast, okay?
If you're at the fair, you'd get a blue ribbon.
Right.
So they're like, oh yeah, now here's a prescription for a treatment, a topical treatment that is something that I used to take when I was a kid. And later on in the day, I get to the pharmacist and I'm like, well, okay. So, you know, she wrote the prescription for, like, you know, they're small bottles. So you have to get a bunch of these small little, like, tubes or whatever. So that'll be $627.
What?
I said a little bit more than just that. I said, you know what? I'm going to pass on that. We'll check out, you know, some homeopathic medicine. Maybe I can get some acupuncture because I could do a lot of that.
$627.
Yes, $627. You're like, well, maybe.
That's after, like, copay?
Yes. That's, like, with insurance and all that.
Did you ask what the cash price was?
It's probably cheaper.
It probably would have been. I've told you guys about that, haven't I, about my deal on.
No. Right,
I have like, an intermittent skin condition that I have to medicate for once in a great while, but similar to you guys, I have to go in periodically to renew the prescription. They know I have it. I've had it since I was, like, 10, but whatever. You got to go back in and have another copay. Anyway, I was tired of going back to the doctor to get this thing refilled, and so I said, hey, can you just write me a big script, because I use it for, like, a week every year. And this will last me 2-3 years. I won't waste. Why do you want me to waste your time coming here for this, right?
Yeah.
The doctor's like, well, I'll try. Insurance might reject that, but, you know, I can write it for whatever I want. So I go to, I'm not going to name the pharmacy because I think, you know, there's some gray area on what they were supposed to tell me and not tell me, in the tri-state region somewhere, a pharmacy. Anyway, so I go up and I give them this script and they're like, well, we got to call insurance on this. That's probably too much. They're probably not going to let you do it. So she comes back to the counter after a few minutes and she's like, yeah, they're going to make us split it into three separate ones. And I was like, I don't want to have to come back and refill this stupid thing, you know, whatever. She's like, hold on a minute. Let me check the cash price. I was like, okay. So my copay is like $10 per refill, right? So it's going to cost me $30 to come in three times. She comes back. She's like, I can fill the whole thing for $12. I'm like, you're kidding me. I was going to pay $30 for $12 worth of medicine to run it through my damn insurance. I was like, what a joke.
Wow.
The paperwork, man. The paperwork.
So I paid cash, of course. Yeah. What the heck are we paying for,
though?
Did
she, like, slip it in her purse? Or
what?
Took the money?
She gave you a wink and a phone number.
Yeah, she just called insurance. It's like, oh, never mind. He's cured. He doesn't need that. So, no, I don't know. But isn't that a freaking racket, though?
That is.
Well, they were making me split it. Well, that's too much at once. You have to participate because then we're not getting enough copay out of you.
Right.
That was the reasoning, was you're not participating enough in the expense of this. Yeah, I wasn't paying triple for it.
Well, and that was the crazy thing was, so I got three medications that day. I got the blood pressure medication. I got the normal pill that I take that makes me not a grumpy Gus. And then I got, I was going to get.
This must have run out a while ago. I don't know if it's working.
It did run out a while ago. You know why? I've been waiting.
Okay.
But, and so those two, I paid exactly $0. I also bought a frozen burrito at the same time, so I ended up paying $2.67 for the entire transaction. It was, I looked at it, it was low in sodium because that was what I,
sure, yeah.
What I was told to look out sodium. For. It was low in sodium. But yeah, then they're trying to stick me for $600 some odd. So anyway, they call the doc back and then I get a notification the next day like, oh, your prescription is ready. I'm like, oh, this should be good. Like, all right, here's one tube that's like 2 or 3 times the size of what the other ones they were trying to give me. That'll be $41. Like, I can deal $41.
Yeah, that's worth it.
Wow.
But so, you wonder what the heck is wrong with our medical system. That is a good place to start, the insurance companies, and how just that bigger racket just unreal.
You're missing those that make the prescription, the drugs.
No, they're the ones charging that amount of money? They have, well, the insurance companies have to charge that kind of money to make up for the, you know, people that have the $500 deductible that are on, you know, levels of care that are costing upwards of millions of dollars a day. There was, back when my wife worked in the insurance industry, she was telling the story about how there was one, I think it was a child that required care that was upwards of $1 million a day. And it was like, I won't say it was bankrupting Blue Cross because, I mean, they get a lot of money, but yeah. But it was certainly just bleeding them.
But if you think about it, what could literally cost that? There's so profit much and
somewhere
profit.
Along yes, the way. Yes, yes.
Profit in there.
So then, now I'm going to go on a slippery slope here. If it was government supplied healthcare, could you do away with that? You cut out all those, like the whatever the douchey guy that bought the, what was it that was
the
it
insulin?
Was it insulin or oh, yeah. Was it like AIDS medication yeah, or something?
Oh no, it was the bee sting,
Martin Shkreli or whatever.
Yes, right? Yes, yep. Yeah.
It was the EpiPens.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then just jacked the price on him, and just he got tarred and feathered in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, well, and he literally is in jail now, I think, for something
really?
Related to
oh,
that.
I guess I didn't know that, but you wonder how much of that is in play, you know, where it's that there's a few of these bad actors, or I should say profiteers.
No, oh, well, they got to make profits. That's what all their shareholders want.
That's right.
Yeah, it's insurance, an ugly yeah. thing.
Insurance
healthcare.
Companies were not invented to... take a loss.
Yeah, we have a quasi public health option anyway.
Medicare? I mean,
no, I'm saying insurance. Because the people who pay for the people who don't or can't. I mean, that's the way it's set up. They can't deny care. That's why people go to the ER.
Right.
And somebody's picking up the tab for all that. I'm not necessarily for, public universal health care, but the system we have sucks.
It's broken.
It doesn't work
either.
It
is broken.
And it's not like it's true free market. You can't go in there. They don't have a board up there like you're walking into McDonald's where it's like, oh, open heart surgery. All right. Yep. $10,000 for that. Add another $5,000 for the other bypass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have no idea. You literally don't know and they won't tell you.
Right.
Well, that's not a free market healthcare system either. Right.
So some people get to work at places where they have super healthcare package and you don't have to pay anything for you and maybe even for your family. Mm-hmm. They really probably don't understand. But if you were told, look, your taxes are going to go up by $2,000 a year, but your employer won't have to pay $3,000 a year for you. Hopefully they give you that $3,000 and don't just put it in their own pocket. But for me as self-employed, when I look at it, if I could pay $2,000 more a year and have government-run healthcare, assuming all things would stay. My hospital stays, my clinic stays, my doctors stay. And I would be willing to do it, to pay, for example, $2,000, because I think it would save me the $3,000 or $4,000 I'm paying, if not more. Well, I'm paying way more than that. You pay $900 times 12 months?
So, but
for health insurance?
I don't really think it would be any cheaper, but I think everybody would have to participate, which makes it a little more fair.
And I hate complaining about people making money because that's kind of how capitalism works. If there isn't money to be made, these companies would not be pursuing a coronavirus vaccine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I have no problem whatsoever with that. I think doctors, nurses, everybody that works there should be well paid. I think they deserve to make money if it's a for-profit hospital. Got no problem with that, but I can't go to Orange City and price them against Sheldon like people can in your business, yep. my business, and do quite actively, which is fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever, but I can't do that. In fact, in some cases, I'm not even allowed to go to whatever other hospital I want to go to.
Your second opinion.
Yep. It's a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. One thing I found interesting when I met with the doctor to go over my test results, I asked, you've got my little vials of blood, the gal filled two of them. Can you test for coronavirus antibodies so then I know if I've ever had the Rona?
Oh, yeah.
So he said, well, I don't know. He scoots over to the phone and wah, 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 wah. The guy says, no, only if like the cover on the vial was red. He had a pink covered vial. If he wants one... I don't know. It was weird. They were going to send me down if I wanted one to take another little bit of blood and to have me checked. Why would you want to be checked? $200 a week for your plasma.
Really?
For 90 days, your plasma levels stay high, assuming that you just had the Rona not that long ago. And you go, I don't know where you can go to do it. Maybe Sioux City is the closest location, but they do the plasma. You can do that once every 7 days. You can do it for 90 days. You're looking at nearly $3,000.
Wow.
How about that?
Look at this. I'd have to take PTO at work to go get my $200 a week, but yeah.
At least it's but PTO. It's PTO. That's right.
You're double dipping.
It's called double dipping.
That's right. That was probably the most interesting thing that came out of my doctor's visit.
So, did they give you any sort of option to actually get the antibody test?
Yeah, he would have sent me right down to the labs to have it done.
So why didn't you do it?
I don't like needles.
Oh my gosh. My mom had already left and she wasn't there to hold my hand.
They didn't have any suckers.
Oh. That's because I had the I
forgot my teddy bear at 7 a.m.
Oh man.
I'll do it. I'm fine, but I'm not gonna
see it does give you a little bruise. You see
yeah,
that?
No, yeah. I did it. I did it Wednesday morning. I just not really a really big fan. I used to give blood all the time and then some rookie came in and ruined it for me. Just put me in a lot of pain.
I hate to say this. I've never donated blood before.
Well, I donated all the
time.
You
don't care about anybody but yourself anyway.
I
pay attention to when they're around, I guess.
Then that was what it did for me. My first place of employment right across the street was the library, and that's where the blood mobile would come. He'd come into work, see him pull up. Your boss would let you go give blood on the clock.
Yeah!
So you can guess where I went every time the blood mobile was in town. And yeah, then one time it just... It's a bad deal, and I haven't been back since.
So are you like the guy that when you have to draw blood, like you have to close your eyes? And
yep. Can I hold your hand?
No.
I'm fine. I can man up, but I just used up all my just man-upness for the day at 7:30 in the morning. Down my lad, I just didn't want to go through it again. Oh, I can sit down there. No.
I need a hug fine. And a nap.
That's fine, Doc. I'm fine. I don't need. No, I'm fine.
Wow. You literally deal with people's shit for a living, but you won't let them stick you with the needle.
I let them. I went and I did it. I just am not going to go offer it. And the thing is, he said, if you didn't just have the Rona, it's not really going to do you any good to know that you really, I mean, you're not going to be able to go get that money from plasma.
Well, I know, but you would know that you had it.
Yeah, but he said your antibodies run out. You could still get it again come Christmas, even if you had it in May.
I would want to know.
I would want to know, too. Now I'm kind of angry I didn't ask about it because they could have, you know, instead of filling up 2 vials, they could have filled up 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they already had the line in.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Wait. So you asked about it after they took your blood?
Yeah, so I went in at 7:30 to do the blood, and I went back at 2:30 to talk to Doc.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
it's so.
And you still hadn't built up enough courage by that point.
No, my courage.
The course of that, like
not
8 hours.
Back up yet. No, I just, I used to not have a problem, but ever just like if I don't have to do it, that's fine. Don't need to do it. Glad you guys had a good laugh.
Me too. I needed that. Makes me feel a little bit better about my story about just being a fatty McFattyson. Take a brief time out. Back with more after this. Here on Dutch by Association. I'm sure once I die, donate the brain to science. Wow, you really just... How he could live with that. Wow.
So you're saying he could walk on 2 feet.
Huh. I've never
seen... Good thing they were wide.
I've never seen a worm that big before.
Speaking of our high-powered brains, huh? We are very influential, aren't we?
Well
in I mean, some regards some we are, and other regards we're not.
Well, we talked last episode about... we were a little political, but one of the things we had talked about was the sheriff's race happening in Sioux County and some of the actions that were taken by Sheriff Aldna that drew the ire of several people, including ourselves. And shortly after the last podcast was released, I'm sure it is in direct correlation.
Absolutely. That's how I read it.
That's 100%. Sheriff Aldna issued a release via the Sioux County Sheriff's website. Over the course of the last 2 months, I've been asked numerous times about what the status of our jail and patrol deputy division is in light of the current pandemic. As of July 2020, our jail and patrol deputy divisions have been operating back at normal status. When the pandemic became very real in early March, the sheriff's office, along with every other law enforcement agency,
everybody else is doing it,
as well as churches, schools, businesses, and government offices, made adjustments to mitigate the consequences of this unprecedented, extremely dangerous and contagious disease. Yeah, let's see. They mitigate the consequences of this unprecedented and extremely dangerous and contagious disease. However, at no time was our county ever put into danger. Recently, some misleading and inaccurate information has
from a podcast
was shared by Aaron.
No! Not just me.
Has been circulated.
Well, you had that wrong. You had the Peter DeAger thing wrong.
I did not have.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right,
we'll get there.
Wait.
Was circulated in an attempt to convince the people of Sioux County that they have been in danger because of our virus mitigation efforts. False information of this nature often circulates when there's a lack of understanding of the complexities of operating a jail and sheriff's office, particularly in a county like Sioux County, where both local and federal inmates are held.
No, there was no question of safety. It was a question of being lazy. That's how it all started. It started with me lamenting that there are businesses and places that make rules
for
their own convenience. No, I'm saying there's no reason a sheriff needs to work from home. The dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Not my life. Today.
So he goes on to state, which I'm curious to see like what the voting is like for this. Our jail won the best Iowa jail award in 2018.
Yep.
Their peanut butter sandwiches are to die for.
5-star review from the inmates.
Love to see that Yelp page.
Their combination water fountain / toilets are always spectacularly clean.
And finally, in italics, the Sioux County Sheriff's Office is committed to maintaining the public's trust, providing protection and professional leadership by utilizing our skills and resources with integrity. We embody the values of our office and reflect these values in the performance of our duties dedicated to the preservation of the public's safety and well-being. I hope this transparent information will clarify where the sheriff's office is at in terms of operation status and provide a sense of security, knowing that we are always committed to your safety.
Two things. First, if I was a resident of Sioux County, I would still vote for Sheriff Aldna in this upcoming election. I never raised the issue of safety. The only person raising the issue of safety is Officer Jacobsma, who is running a write-in campaign. So that's in that respect, that's what he's addressing. But I think Greta took it kind of hard, too.
Yeah, Greta took exception at your stance.
Because you implied that all response to COVID was...
I had never said
you
all.
Said...
I said, I believe that sometimes the response to COVID is made out of convenience for the people making the response. And
you didn't say sometimes. You were pretty passionate about it.
I gave specific examples. And I can give another one. My wholesaler, they loved nothing more than to close their doors and say, thank goodness we have no more stupid plumbers coming in and sitting by the counter. They have to call in now. Or email those.
Yeah, but not all businesses have learn how to dumb use customers. Email. Yeah.
Save so much money on that free coffee.
I sent you guys
that. Yeah.
See, another example was if you're giving away food and it's just kind of something you've always done, but now you're tired of having to do it, well, just blame COVID. And we'd normally offer these. Verizon, they yanked their free coffee. I'd go in there and talk about, needed it, looking at a new phone, whatever. Where's your coffee? Well, yeah, corporate said we had to take it away. Again, really?
Yeah,
your single service K-cup machine is, a COVID hotspot, huh? No, it's a convenient.
By the way, I was never interested in a phone anyway.
Looks like you just lost my business.
I'm taking my business to Sprint where I can get no coverage.
There goes
but at least
sponsor.
They have coffee.
So back to the Peter DeJager thing, though.
Sure.
Yes.
So now it's my thing. It's my thing. Yeah. Let me say it. All right.
Retraction.
So I had. Now, here's the thing, though. All right. I will retract it. I had heard through the Sioux County Underground that the sign...
The Sioux County Underground. Where do
I don't know, what else do you call it?
Where did they meet?
Church basement. That's why it's the underground.
Probably right. I had heard, and it was unsubstantiated, that the sign that Peter Daeger had pulled was an offensive sign to any Christian. Okay? Going back, Ty Rushing, the ever searching for the truth reporter, went back to the original complaint, the original police complaint, and nowhere in that report does it say that the sign is anything other than a Biden sign. So,
and he actually went so far as to
give you like the paper, like there, didn't he?
Well, he went into the background of the people that had made the request.
Oh, that's right. And he sent that to me.
Yeah.
And to you guys. Yeah. Like, do these people look like people like that would have that kind
some
of a
hedge
sign?
Fund manager?
Yeah. That was from Chicago. And
so I need to make it right. And I wasn't excusing his behavior. I was,
well, maybe a little.
Yeah, maybe. I was excusing his behavior. Yes, I would say I was. I was excusing his behavior of pulling up and getting rid of the political sign. But when you do that, you have to accept what's going to come about because of it. If you're willing to, like, I drive 63. I'm willing to get a ticket once every other year. So I can be dry 63 all the time.
Now, to be fair,
tomorrow I will get a speeding ticket.
Well, especially if you're in Sioux County after that. Yeah. But
just by the sheriff, and he doesn't have a patrol car. I'm fine. So back to the Daeger incident where we talked about it. I'm making the correction. I was wrong. Perhaps I should have gone and dug into it deeper. But at the same time, it made sense to me. Well, I too would have done that. So there you have it. I felt a little bad that day when Ty, I wasted like Ty's time. I felt a little bit like Marvin Reeson with city administration. Thousands and thousands of dollars wasted.
Well, I often see the similarities.
That's good. And there's obviously the political landscape. You know, we are movers and shakers. We've put our influence on the Sioux County Sheriff's race. And
he had to respond directly to our podcast.
Yep. Didn't name names.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't expect him to.
Nope, you wouldn't.
He's above reproach.
But we did.
We're not.
No.
We are
not according to our Apple reviews. So
we're just meh.
Didn't want to listen to a podcast my dad made.
So this morning I got an email from Senator Feenstra's campaign manager,
and we've been going back and forth trying to get Feenstra on here for the last 2 months.
They'll probably feed me a little bit and get me all excited. They're coming on, they're gonna come on, and then meow. So I got actual phone call a week ago or a little before. Talked about it last week on the podcast, and then I did a follow-up email Tuesday. I did a follow-up email, and then this morning I get, thanks for circling back with me. Senator Feenstra would love to be on your podcast. What's its name again?
Indeterminate time in the future.
However, his schedule until the election is very tight. Could he come on sometime after the election? Thank you again for the invitation. You dummies.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Don't call us. Meanwhile,
apparently, a few people around town who told us they could hook us up.
Yeah.
We're full of it.
Yeah.
They were completely full of it.
I guess I have to go back to my sources and say, so how important do you feel now?
Mm-hmm.
I even offered to move the podcast to where he was. There's not an hour available.
Whoa, wait. Yeah. We have jobs, Aaron. Come on.
No. Would you not go if he's like, well, you know, could we do it in a hall at 6 o'clock next week, Wednesday? We would make that happen. I believe we would. If it was that or not having him on, I think we would make that happen.
Yeah.
Hall. Mitch and I would. It would
That'd be about
it,
the we, limit.
It would sound just like our first episode. Just the microphone on the laptop.
Everyone gather around this cell phone. Good night. Remind me of that crap.
So then lo and behold, this morning a little later on, J.D. Scholten, the other half of the ticket for the 4th Congressional District in Iowa, has offered to come back on to the DBA pod.
in order to kind of set the record straight on a few things.
He,
is that right?
He really wants to come back up into Northwest Iowa and speak to people that listen to this podcast and tell them, yeah, he's really getting painted with a brush that's not accurate in the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Specifically, support of the new Green Deal.
Green New Deal.
And he, I just saw it on Twitter earlier. Oh, it's a non-starter. Non-starter for Iowans. Green New Deal. And so that's, and I asked him, well, what do you respond? How's your response? He said, I don't support it. It is a non-starter. I am not behind it. I support nothing of it. He said, tell me how the Green New Deal would work for Iowa farmers. Which, right, Mitch?
Yeah, it would not.
It wouldn't
so,
it would at not. All.
Yeah, and you can see a lot of people saying, well, Green New Deal, that's that AOC and what's her face from San Francisco.
Pelosi.
It's their thing, and now Shulton's going to try to bring that into Northwest Iowa. Well, he's not, and he wants to come on the podcast and say so. And he even told me that he came out and said that at a forum that Senator Randy Feaster was at.
Which was in Sheldon, was by in the Sheldon. Way, and we were not invited to.
Well,
we're not an Iowa corn growers. But you're someone who grows corn in Iowa.
Yeah, but I don't pay dues to the association.
Well, that's so you didn't get a ribeye, huh?
I bet AgriVision does though. I could have taken their spot.
Yeah, piggyback
official
on
representative.
That's
of AgriVision.
Right. So he went and talked at length about it, and yet within 3 days it was being published again that Shulton likes the Green New Deal.
Well, we will again openly give the invitation to Senator Feenstra to come by and talk to us prior to the election.
Well, let's be honest, we're not the only people that he's turned down.
That you are been absolutely
all
correct.
All sorts of debates and appearances that he's been invited to. And you know, I've seen people make excuses for that because he's their preferred candidate. That, well, you know, he has more to lose than to gain. Yeah, I don't care. I think that's right. Bullshit. I mean,
I agree.
Yep. I think that, yeah.
If you're not able to stand there
and risk that, if your ideas can't stand up to scrutiny or if you're worried about a soundbite, I have a hard time with you as a candidate. Mm-hmm.
Tell me how the House of Representatives is any different.
Yeah.
If you're afraid of engaging somebody in thought and about where you stand on things, you can't do that here in Northwest Iowa in your own backyard. How are you going to be able to stand up and represent your thought? Because it's not all prepared remarks from the House. I know some of it is. Yeah. Some of it is built for C-SPAN. But at the same time, if you want to be effective, you need to be able to engage other people on what you believe and why.
Yeah, I think the avoiding debates and avoiding appearances is a page out of the Steve King playbook. And that's a page that should have been ripped out and tossed
in the
fireplace.
I'll say this, and this could cost me, you know, some friendships on Facebook.
Oh, which is the very best kind of friendships.
Yes, which is where your capital lies.
Yeah, I just really, through this morning, I really soured. I really felt bad, and talking with J.D. Shulton again, I'm really coming around. And I think that I could make a quality case for voting for J.D. Shulton.
I would agree. And I would be, you know, on paper, much more inclined to vote for Randy Feenstra. But
yes,
it's not just because he snubbed our podcast. Like, I know we're not that important for crying out loud. It's kind of a part of a pattern. And I don't like that. I didn't like that about Steve King. And I don't I don't like to see that in somebody.
To know that this guy is driving around, engaging people, willing to be asked the hard questions and giving answers to them, like our first podcast. I don't think we were easy on him.
No.
I mean, we weren't
jerks. Some people would say we were because didn't attack him.
Yeah, we didn't run him out of here with a big stick.
But we're not going to do that to anybody. I don't care how you treat people. No.
It's not.
No, and that's not the way politics should be.
Correct. So. Right. And so I think maybe we bring Shulton on and maybe the DBA pod makes an official endorsement.
I think I would like to see it be a live event. Maybe I'll talk to our buddy Ty, and maybe we can make a Make something work.
See, you know what? When you say it should be live, the first thing I think of is how can we technically do that? And then I'm like, I don't have to care about that. That's your part.
You don't like that idea?
Well, I like the editability factor of
what you're not willing to stand behind what you say.
No, I am.
You just went on this big rant about being asked the tough questions and being able to stand up.
I'm not running for office, man. I'm a guy that wants to keep his job by not saying something stupid.
So, well, you're going to have to put your big boy pants on and drink one less beer. But Aaron, do you think, now you obviously, you it makes a big difference when you're able to actually talk to a candidate on a one-on-one basis to really get the sense of who they are personally. And obviously it seems that with J.D. Shulton having been the one person we've been able to do that with, that it's a lot easier for you to maybe side with him. Do you feel, and this was the subject of one of our podcasts, do you feel that you can overcome the one issue? How can you quantify that?
Here's how I would address that. And I would include this into my 3-point how you can reconcile voting for a Democrat in this position. He is in the House. He is going for the House of Representatives. It is a 2-year term. He has proven himself to be a man of everyday Iowans. He was proven to be a guy that cares about what's on your mind. And when it comes to, like what you've said, the abortion issue, he feels, which I believe is completely out of line, but he feels that the government should allow that to be that way. He also feels that the government should do what it can with early childhood and even before that, prenatal care, to make it less of a thing, make it happen less. Okay. Now, when you look at the House of Representatives, what do they really have to do with the Roe v. Wade thing, which would be your huge abortion argument? They have nothing to do with it. The Senate does and the president does. If you want to be the one issue voter when it comes to packing this, I shouldn't use that word because that's being used.
It's got a lot of connotation, yeah.
Of being sure that your president that you want is in power when a Supreme Court justice passes away or retires, you've done that. You've had Trump. He's appointed or will most likely appoint 3. If you would have said that before his term started, you wouldn't have believed it. You would have said 1 or 2. He's gotten 3. What's the likelihood in the next 4 years of getting another one? Probably not that great. So I can even see people holding their nose and saying, I don't want to vote. Now, when it comes to the Senate has to ratify it, you've got Grassley, you've got Ernst. I could say I would feel more in line voting for Ernst, knowing that her vote would be to approve justices, not only for the Supreme Court, but any federal court anywhere. So having your president that aligns with your values and having a Senate that aligns with your values are much more important to me than J.D. Shulton's personal or his feeling on abortion on demand. So I can get over that when it comes to the House of Representatives. And that came after a lot of soul searching, because I think when you put Feenster up against Shulton,
well, I don't think J.D. wants abortion on demand necessarily either. I mean, there's
a difference between
that's kind of a flippant attitude about it.
But he's not going to be actively advocating against it. And I think that's maybe the point trying to be made.
So the only way I could say J.D. Shulton would be bad for my personal view on abortion is the House of Representatives controls the purse. Would the House of Representatives under Democrat hands expand spending directed towards an organization like Planned Parenthood, which number one business is abortion? You could argue that way. But the 2-year thing, if J.D. Shulton, I'm willing to send him there for 2 years. And if he proves to be not what he said he would be, I'll vote him out. But if he is what he claims he is, which is everything I can see and my personal interactions with him, I'm willing to give him a shot for 2 years. I am.
Eat at Brady's.
Eat at Brady's and ask for a free appetizer, even if they say no. Just don't pay it. Take it off the ticket. I don't know.
Don't see that. Aaron, I give you credit. That was a great response to a question that we did not plan.
No.
Because you obviously have done some work on that. And Mitch, I'll just say to you that if you can do that kind of shit live, you had nothing to worry about. So be as good as Aaron.
As he was for like 45 seconds.
That was solid.
Thanks, Wayne.
Mitch is going to tell me what he thinks about that off air. We'll be back with our final segment next here on Dutch by Association.
I don't think anyone
knows how good it is. It's spaghetti or hot dish.
I love it. Kids love it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when they don't have any frame for reference, that's... Talk about the worst kind of indoctrination. No. It's trying to... It's making them think that it's okay to combine...
Do I need to have you two over along with Ty to try... I'll make a double batch.
No. I couldn't eat it now. There's too much sodium.
That's right. Do they have like an anti-sodium pill that you can swallow before you eat and it like absorbs all the salt and you like poop out a little salt brick or something like that?
No, I think it's all pee. You just end up urinating constantly.
That's terrible for you. You're not even 40.
I know. So now I start to think, God, what do I do?
You start working out?
The sad thing is I've had a... gym membership for like the last decade that
he thanks you.
And I wonder how many other people are out there like that that have just spent untold hundreds of dollars on gym memberships and just never go. But you can't cancel it, right? Because that means you're giving up on your health.
That's why I had my secretary cancel mine.
That's right, you did. When we were first starting out on radio.
Look, I'm going to need you to add this to your list of phone calls today. You could call down there and let Mr. DeYoung know that I'm going to need that canceled.
So when Aaron and I first started on the morning show, well, before we first started on the morning show,
started your business.
Yeah, I had just started my business, so therefore I was completely done with radio. And Aaron and I had developed a kinship with having worked on a few projects for the radio station. And I don't even know how it got brought up, but then you were looking kind of fat.
Hey, you're kind of fat.
We should work out together. Yeah. We need accountability, right? And then
I'll be your accountability partner.
And we, I don't know, did we make it a month?
No.
I don't think
3 weeks.
Yeah, because
it was terrible.
And we worked out. I mean, we worked out hard.
I couldn't. I had to have my wife help me take my sweatshirt off because I couldn't lift my arms up over my head. I almost couldn't shampoo my own hair. Just so I needed my wife to shampoo my hair and help me wash it out. So I was just tore up.
And I was like the asshole spotter.
Oh, he was terrible. He's like my buddy did the gym.
One more. Let's go.
And then I do one more. And I'm like, one more, and then do another one. One more. Like, just,
stop. No, please stop.
Stop yelling at me. It was terrible, Mitch.
Were you guys the typical guys in the gym, upper body only? I think it's bench day again. We did bench yesterday. Yeah, well, we're doing again today.
I don't remember if we did lower body or not.
I had no idea what I was doing anyway.
And at that point, I did know better than to just be that guy that to do only to, you know. I just thought, all right, let's do the big muscle groups, right? You know, so your chest, squats, back, ass, legs. You know, kind of
today's ass day. What are you doing?
Work the glutes, man.
We would get there.
I was single at that time. Well, no, I wasn't single. I wasn't married, but I was
still trying to
impress.
Yeah.
So we'd get there at 6. Had to fit in a tux. They would have like a class, like a Zumba class or something going on, and you'd have to come in that side entrance and then take off your snow covered shoes and tiptoe through everybody as they were laying on the floor doing their.
Weird. Yeah, he's complaining about going through a gaggle of women in spandex. Oh, man, this is so weird. Terrible.
It's just weird.
So terrible.
not looking.
Start to know like some of the Zumba songs. Like, oh, wait, hold on. They're going to do Stroke next. Let's just hang out.
Is that
here.
One of them? I thought that was just the wedding dances and Paulina and or Ashton.
Oh, lost a lot of weight though when we did that.
We
were a lot of weight
and we were in the best shape of our lives, man.
Yeah, and then you were like, Yeah, while we were lifting weights. Yeah, so got an opportunity to go back to radio to do the morning show. Just letting you know, then, you know, won't be doing the lifting of the weights. You know, maybe you can keep doing this on your own.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There ain't somebody waiting okay. here to call me a big sissy if I don't come. Right. I ain't coming.
No. 6 a.m., that was so early.
Yeah, and then probably 9 months later after that, I joined the morning show.
Yep, and as they say, the rest is history.
You, I suppose we could do the 6 a.m. thing again.
No way. Never.
Well, you didn't even want to pause to think about that, huh?
No, there's got to be better ways.
I wondered about that, too. Like, I wanted to ask the doctor, like, so can I just, like, take a pill? Right? I mean, they make pills now, right, for everything. So can I just take a pill that not make me a fatty McFatterson?
I'm actually down.
The pill is called Diet and Exercise. We'll have my wife on to tell you about it.
Tough to swallow.
The exercise thing gets me. But I'm down 6 pounds from a year ago after a gradual increase in my, and my blood pressure was down from a year ago. So I'm moving it, I think, purely accidental.
But yeah, maybe next year. By this time in a decade, you'll be normal weight.
So, Mitch, how's harvest? You done?
Going well. Finished.
Finished.
Over the weekend.
Cakes are done. Mitch is finished.
So yeah. you like go just for photo ops?
Hey, I did an acre. Take my picture. I need a new Insta.
Yeah, I go for photo ops.
How did you do all of your 80?
No, I wasn't even there when we.
No,
it was the middle of the week. I was at work. I was busy that day.
Why did you tell him no?
Backpedal.
Don't do my 80. That corn will hang there till November. I'll find a Saturday that'll work.
It was beans.
Oh yeah, then you better get them out. Otherwise, you'll take them out and they'll just be like soy meal.
Yeah, they were already pretty darn dry. But no, I did participate in harvest when I had time. I probably combined 250 acres.
So are you the spoiled 300? Kid that you just show up on Saturday? It's my turn. My turn in the combine.
Dad was like, grain cart or combine, whatever you want to run. And he hates running grain cart. And I'm like, yeah, combine. I haven't hardly been here at all. I'd like the combine. He's like, yeah, whichever one you want to do is good. So if you want to choose grain cart, that's cool.
Why doesn't he like combine. Grain cart? That seems like...
Because he sucks at it. That's why.
Oh, he spills a little.
Is it like... Yeah. So I wondered about this too, because I've seen a lot of the pictures and stuff like that. So is a lot of the art, quote unquote, like just matching speed with the combine? And
yeah, it's not that hard if you're used to it. But my dad's not used to doing it. He's used to yelling at the people doing it. And so then...
Match up!
So he really hates to get in there and then do all the crap that he yelled at everybody else for. And then have to take guff for it. So, yeah, but it was kind of fun.
Speed up! Crying out loud!
There's actually something called Smart Ag where it's driverless grain cart, but it's not perfected yet. But, yeah.
Neither of the self-driving cars.
As it tipped over in the creek. Not perfected.
No, the main problem actually, so what they do is they have to teach the machine like what the cameras are viewing. The problem they had is there are so many things that can be out in a field that if it doesn't recognize something, it's going to stop because it doesn't want to run something over that it doesn't know what it is.
Yep.
Well, if there's a weed that they never fed to the picture of that weed or that weed from a different angle, it stops. And right. All of a sudden, your grain cart stopped in the middle of the field and you're still trying to
unload. I feel a lot better listening to this about robots taking over the world. I feel better.
No, they are a long ways off from making that work.
Good.
Just as long as we control the captchas, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason DeCavers had posted something on Twitter, like a picture from the cab of his combine, and there's like 8 screens in there. And I'm like, God, that looks like a fun video game.
Oh, yeah.
It's
pretty high tech.
A fun $500,000 video game.
Come right along sometime. Be glad to have you. Just don't break anything.
Oh, do you think the buddy seat is made for someone of my stature?
I sit in a lot of buddy seats, so you can find. Your feet might not touch the floor, but
I'm pretty used to that now.
I've got a friend that sent me a text earlier today, said, hey, we're going to be wrapping up corn by the end of Saturday, so if you want to ride, you better get out here. It's like he knows. I want to go for a ride. It's for my kid. You know, I'm bringing my kid along. Yeah, it's Ezra. Yeah, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
I thought, like, weren't buddy seats, like, illegal? or like
so, well, my tractor says that it's called an instructional seat. Only used to provide instructions.
Sure, all right, that's what
legally,
That's what I'm doing when I go ride with Mark Holstein, is I'm instructing him on how to use his combine that he's been running for the last 60 days.
This is so fun.
Doing good, Mark. Doing good.
Never thought 5 mile an hour would be so great.
Yeah, a lot of people will be wrapping up. We wrapped up on Sunday.
You're in O'Brien County. You can work on Sunday?
Yeah, so Eastern O'Brien County especially.
Oh, yeah, so you can't even see Sioux County from
really
there.
Tails off.
Yeah.
That was one of the things when I moved here.
You were quickly informed.
You hadn't been around such traditional Christians.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go that way. That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
To the point where I was instructed that, you know, if you live in Sioux County and the temperature is under 32 degrees, you are in. You know,
better not run the dryer.
You shouldn't run that dryer because you'll
see the steam.
Yep. And the God police will come and knock on your door and say, "What, sir? And sir, we have an ordinance.
You pushed the button on an appliance."
And I think people have just way overreacted to this.
No,
you may have. No, let me. Your neighbors may give you the chicken eye. But there is nobody going to knock on your door.
No, nobody is. And I don't care
if the town police or whoever, your neighbors or people.
I've heard stories of like the people who mow lawn on Sunday.
So I would say that's more than a neighbor thing, because when you're mowing, like half a town's hearing. So I could see someone from 3 or 4 blocks wandering over and saying, "We don't mow lawns on Sunday. We like to keep it quiet." So I could understand that. Yeah.
Then you say, well, we obviously don't work 6 days a week, do we?
Nobody does.
Huh?
What? You don't. I do. Mitch does.
You work 60 hours a week?
6 days a week, I said.
A lot of weeks I do. But yeah, 6 days, yes.
Okay. My point is, you're trying to find excuses to do things on Sunday that you could be doing Saturday afternoon.
I don't even do that on Sunday. I went and farmed for like an hour and a half on Sunday to finish up
farm. Yeah. Because he's not a farming tourist, not an actual farmer.
I'm not making fun of people who don't work on Sundays. Stop it. No, I think that's a great, great thing. I probably shouldn't. And other than a handful of Sundays a year, I don't.
But harvest waits for no man. Nor does planting.
Except it's October 15 and 90% of corn is harvested in Iowa. But you're right, it waits for no one.
Well, it's not like that every year.
I know. That's why you should be a little more leisurely this year.
Me.
I'm not. You know, I'm not chastising you.
All right.
Here's what you said.
Circle formation.
People work 6 days a week.
You want to know why people make fun of the Sunday thing?
Get them.
It's because I know, and this isn't a story, this isn't hearsay, I know people from Sioux County who say they don't work Sundays,
but have
ground in O'Brien County, and they'll go to church in the morning, and then Sunday afternoon will come over. Now, it's a very small minority, and I'm not poking fun at anybody. That's not my point, but that seems pretty hypocritical to the guys in O'Brien County who are like, well, you know, we go to church in the morning too, and then we, you know, go out to the field in the afternoon. Sure. What's the difference other than I'm not being a hypocrite about it and pretending that I don't do it?
The hypocrite about it is there is a lot of that going on. There's a lot of people that will sing a strong game on Sunday morning, and then the rest of the week it's, you mean what I profess on Sunday is supposed to carry over into how I live the rest of the week? Yeah, it's supposed to. Now, what is your Sunday supposed to be? There's a lot of tradition involved, which to me, traditionally, for me, Sunday has been church, a big dinner somewhere at grandpa's house, grandpa, grandma's house, wherever, and then a nap, and then you wake up, rub your eyes, and then you go back to church again, and then you go for a supper somewhere. I mean, it's just, that's my Sunday. That's my tradition. For me, that's what I enjoy, so I do it.
I do too.
And now, is that for everyone? Absolutely not. What are you called to do? You're called to set aside your work. And why?
Well, is the whole day intended to be in service of the Lord?
I would say, so here's how you can look at your Sunday. You're called to take a day from doing your normal labors, right? Yep. Why? Two reasons. Because God created the earth in 6 days and took the seventh off. That's from Exodus. From Leviticus, when it says honor the Sabbath day, it's because God saved you. Christ died for you. You have eternal life. Therefore, in response,
the least you could do.
The least you could do.
Right.
Now, it's, but more importantly, in the New Testament,
I'm not disagreeing with anything sure, about no, what but, you're saying.
So, I'm not trying to justify why I have my Sunday the way I have my Sunday, but your Sunday can be to you what it is, but it's supposed to be a reminder of what eternity will be like. So, should I be napping? You could certainly argue that my nap is a terrible waste of a Sabbath day, that I am doing a disservice to the Sabbath day. The fact that I expect my mom to make a huge meal on Sunday and work harder on Sunday than she has the rest of the week for my meal, that is a disservice to the Sabbath day.
But your mom would have it no other way.
I don't know.
You don't.
I think on one hand, my mom loves to feed the family. But on the other hand, a Sunday is more work to the person that has to cook the big stinking meals than it is to, while the rest of us are just like, wow, this resting is really good.
Yeah. You talk about tradition and that's
tradition isn't always right.
And
right.
You know, I lived in Rock Valley for a few years. It's a great town and there are great people there. But there were a lot of people who would have chastised me for mowing on Sunday. Sure. Where if you drove up to the mall in Sioux Falls, they're not supposed to be there either. And yet there they were.
Oh, hey, yeah. Barefoot.
We're at Pizza Ranch over in Canton because it's open across the border, and that's okay.
Yeah. Count how many Sioux County plates you see at the Barefoot on a Sunday.
Or at, Waddy's over in Hudson.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
I'm not trying. I'm not trying to throw stones at anybody for that. I hope it's not taken wrong. That's not my point. But
here's what
that's Paul, why a lot of people like from where I'm from are like kind of scoff at it. Like, right. A bunch of
and rightfully so, you know? Because Paul is very clear in the New Testament that you are not to call out other Christians because of days they observe or don't observe. Celebration days, whether they be the days from the Old Testament that were celebrated or even the Sabbath day.
It's my birthday.
Or
a day off.
Or whatever festivals they observe or don't observe or foods they eat or don't eat. So don't give someone crap about what they do or don't do on Sunday. And don't give someone crap whether they do or don't drink alcohol. Those are the two takeaways I get from it. So for number one, the hypocrisy of it, but also people giving other people the business over it, those two things are not, have no place, I believe, in Christianity. And unfortunately, it has a major place in this corner of Iowa.
Hey, we agree.
We do.
My goodness, friend, you are.
I tell you what, this whole morning really just set me off, and I've been looking forward to the podcast all day.
Well, great. I even told my wife we weren't going to record tonight because I thought, well, we'll see. But now you're just like...
And you know what it's going to do? It's going to have people that are going to be shooting me messages, and I'll have opportunities to maybe get into things deeper with some other people.
You going to change your party affiliation now?
No. No.
I will. He's still independent.
Whoa. Shot me a dagger there.
I am an independent thinker, but I am registered as a Republican because that platform, the small government, the individuals being responsible for their own stuff.
What they're supposed to be for.
Correct. Not... Yeah. Correct. That's a big thing. That really is. So you go to the O'Brien County Republican deal and go through the platform there, I can get behind really a lot of it. I could probably get behind a lot of the Democrat one, but if I go to San Francisco and listen to that Democrat platform or the national Democrat platform, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Well, the national Republican one this year is
whatever Trump says.
We're good with that.
And
I mean, that's pathetic. I don't care. I'm a registered Republican, and that was...
I saw
whether you like Trump or not, that is...
Yeah.
That level of attitude.
We can't. Yeah. Let's just go ahead and put an amen on this sermon.
Our thanks to Brady's Pub in Sheldon for agreeing to sponsor Dutch by Association. Remember, as a listener, you are entitled to free appetizer. All you have to do is tell your server, the Dutchman made me say this stupid phrase, to get a free appetizer, and you will have one.
Maybe and then argue with the server about it, potentially.
They'll laugh, you laugh.
Hey, no, seriously. They said it. You have to honor this.
Right.
Just not nachos.
Just also, not nachos.
I don't know. Will they get something free at Super High Tech?
They will get a free smile and a hearty
maybe
hello.
A hug.
No. We observe social distancing.
That's right. Yeah, another right. convenient rule just to keep you happy.
All right. Well, anyway, join us again next time for another episode of Dutch by Association, Northwest Iowa Podcast. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Super High Tech. Have you socially distanced yourself from your phone permanently? Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center has the right replacement at the right price. On the web at super-ht.com.
And as always, you can learn more about the pod and who the heck we think we are by hitting us up on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at DBAPod, short for Dutch by Association. Coming soon to our website at DBAPod.com. We're 19 episodes in, and we're still coming soon.
It blows me away. 19 episodes.
We started this in, I think it was April. Like right around the 1 year anniversary of us being done on radio.
There were tears. We soon got over it.
Yeah, we did. And then we said, oh, we could do radio and drink beer?
I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Reluctantly. We said, okay. All right, until next time, we'll see you.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.